Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life As Us Live. I'm your host, City J, and it is a special Labor Day episode of Life As Us Live, a Hot As Us Monday edition, where it's actually my birthday today. Woo-woo! Oh, today's show, man. We have a little fun, and of course, you know, do what you do best. Talk about some hot news, some hot mess. I can even talk about and play some hot music and whatnot. So, yeah, definitely get yourselves up. If you want to call in, you want to show some love, you can call in at 347-202-0389. That's 347-202-0389. All right, so we'll go ahead and go straight into some mess. We're going straight into it, y'all. It's crazy, you know. I'm getting to the Nia Tankow mess and whatnot. I just want to go ahead and go first off. I think everyone actually came out to the second annual All Black Bash that I'm going to decide to go ahead and do this year, and it's definitely worthwhile to come to. You know, we had a lot of fun. It definitely loved the fact that my family. Also, I found pretty much came out. My brother and my sister came, and his girlfriend came out. And a lot of my close friends that came out as well. And some of the artists, I mean, it was such a ball, like some form, you know, especially when I'm going out on the floor and act crazy with them. You know, that's the thing, man. Like, having fun, these are local artists I actually like listening to. And that's the thing, like, show support, man. Show support. A lot of people are so when it comes to their birthdays, they're always so, it's about me. Yes. But at the same time, man, don't be afraid to show love to, you know, take time, let it be a day to show love. I mean, for those of y'all that sit here and say, Christmas is Jesus' birthday, and y'all get presents on that day, why can't you use your day to get, just show love to other people? So that's just something definitely in. I talked about this earlier on, the season premiere of Better Ray Radio. Our new season actually started earlier today. You have to check that out at blogtalkradio.com/ Chef Cece. And definitely a great show. You got to definitely check it out. They have a new segment called Calling the Ass Out. And basically, every week they're going to be putting you on the forefront as far as they need to step make a call to action and actually do what they said their titles are. So definitely check it out. One of the big topics that I definitely say, but it's going to stand out right away, is what is the community versus a neighborhood. So definitely I check that kind of stuff out there. And on the show earlier, going back to the birthday point, I'm over talking about this young lady she had said happy birthday to me in my inbox, and I had told her, thank you, beautiful. I told her that, and she was so blown away by it. It really made her day. She was like, yeah, you made my day. And, you know, don't break it to me in compliments or whatnot. But the thing is, I love that kind of stuff. I love the fact that, you know, I like, that's the whole point why I say those type of things. I like make people's days. And sometimes you'll never know. Like, that took me all the time. I joke around and I roast and everything, but I'm probably 10 times more as nice than I am a roaster. And that being said, because I like seeing people's days being made. A lot of people go through so much turmoil or they just don't necessarily hear stuff. And it's good to hear good positive things. Positive reinforcement will have positive feedback. So definitely glad to see somebody take time and be appreciative and other little things. And that's what I tell people all the time. You cannot be, for me, like for Sunday my party yesterday, it was just great to do, because I love the fact that, you know, it was just the people there were ready to have a good time, and it was people that I'm used to, you know, when I'm having a party, a lot of them are crunk people and they're ready to freaking go ham. So appreciated when they came out so much. And like I said, like you have to stop. You have to take the time and, you know, notice that, hey, other people, you know, have fun. Like, it's your day, enjoy it, but also utilize it to be positive, man. Like, stop trying to start drama and all that kind of crap and whatnot. And then plus it's Labor Day, so it obviously, but my birthday falls on Labor Day, because just the chain of events that happens on Labor Day is just crazy. So, that being said, okay, go to we're gonna go to our miss. All right. Now the hot news, hot miss segment, man. Yeah, man, we got some stuff going down today, which I don't know. Some of y'all are gonna see what y'all think is new. I think this is big news or not big news. I mean, oh, man. Okay, so anyways, apparently Jocelyn from Love and Hip Hop is singing in a lesbian club, and she's getting real cozy with some chick in the club too. Which you never know, you know, some people just do stuff to get attention, but all right. Anyways. She's in the club and she's like really chilling. She's chilling, this chick hardcore, you know, getting the whisper in the ear and whatnot. But a lot of people are like, is she gay or is she straight? And then they, I don't know, man, like how do I kind of feel about it? I really just don't freaking give it now. Yeah, but the question that they're posing is, if she ended up, if the chick that was in the club ended up doing somewhere later on, would she be considered gay? And that is one of those big topics that, man, I saw we have touched the surface on so many times on Life at the Dusk. And hey, man, I'm looking at it now, like, you know, in my opinion, there's so much wrapped up in that. Like, females, they have a little fun and mess with chicks, they don't necessarily get called gay unless they say they're gay. Like, if a chick says, hey, I'm gay, then she's gay. But the way people view it, the way society views it, you know, a chick is just having fun. So, I'm just having fun, just experimenting myself. The moment a guy is the same freaking thing, he's going to be called gay. So, I'm telling y'all, the fact that this story came out today, just trying to start me up today, I'm trying to be good. All right, I'm going to go ahead and go. We got a caller real quick before I go to our next story. Let's see what we got. We got a call from the 803. What's up?
Yo, what's happening? This is 100 Bands.
What's good? What's good, bro?
Not chilling, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, you played my music on here, on your little station or whatever, one time, or a couple times. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I just want to get a shout out.
I know. You said 100 Bands, hold on. Is that the 100 Bands from Dust Spot? I think that is. And you confirmed it, so what's up, bro? What's up? They give me in, man.
I
want to
give a shout out.
Go ahead,
give a
bro.
Shout out to everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to give a shout out to you, all my fans that been listening to your boy, supporting your boy. You already know it, man.
Most definitely, man. I appreciate you, Kaiser. It's always good to see people talk through, because this is my birthday. It's my birthday, and I'm glad to have you in the building, man. No, one thing, I said this on Twitter earlier, I've noticed that everyone that has said, not on Facebook, necessarily, on Facebook is a different thing. On Twitter, everybody that has shown me love for my birthday this year was all members of Dust Spot. And then now one of my callers is one of the members of Dust Spot. And it's just one that I said about that earlier, y'all are just so supportive, and I appreciate y'all so much.
Oh, yeah, man. Well, like I said, I was just giving a shout out, you know what I mean, jumping on this thing real fast. I'm in the studio working. I seen you on Facebook promoting your radio thing. And I just wanted to give a call in and see what's happening. Shout y'all out and all that, you know what I mean?
We're going to definitely play Nice and Slow, man, when we get to the break there for you.
Okay, well, that was up. I got this new mixtape I'm about to drop too called Time is Money. It's gonna drop September 14th. You know what I mean? Going in live. I got DJ Spins hosting it from Slip and Slide Records. All that, you know what I mean? Gotta get you a copy.
Oh, definitely. I'm a music junkie, so
yeah.
Definitely. And I like your stuff, like especially you be having to slow down. I like the first song it was meant to send me with the twerk song.
Yeah, that super freaky
and
song.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Anybody tell you come somewhere out DJ, I'm a fan of twerk. So.
Oh yeah. That's what we do down here, man. Down south, man. The one met South Carolina, man. We make twerking music. We got that trap shit. We got everything all in one bundle. You feel me? Because we been living the life, man. We live in the hood and we see everything that go on. We just go in the studio and rap about it. You know what I mean? Real talk, real stuff. You feel me?
Most definitely, bro.
Yeah. But I'ma holler back at you, man. Hold it down. You know what I mean? Big ups to all y'all on here. Listen at your boy. Y'all really know what it is. 100 bands, man.
All right. I appreciate you sneaking through, man. That's definitely a good look.
All right, then.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Shout out my boy, 100 bands, for calling through into the show. Like I tell y'all, maybe some. It's always surprises that happen every year in the show that I don't even know is going to happen. So. That's just one of them right there. Shoot, going to the next crazy story, man. I'm like, what the heck? I mean, it's just craziness. let's go to the next one, man. Like, I guess today is Ratchet Club hotness. And, like, everything that's happening in the club this week, I'm going to take out, man. It's crazy. Like, today, this news that, hey, it's the perfect time to really just act a fool with this club news. Okay, so anyways, you got to go into for the next one. All right, so they actually have some pictures of within a New York club, and they're basically posing a question on me to take out if it's considered dancing. I got to check it out and see what's going on. Now they're talking about the girl on the go. It's a girl to go. You'll see she's right next to the top picture before you click to view more pictures. She's next to this white girl in the black. Now the girl in the gold, man, y'all, I gotta see this. The fact that it said uncensored pictures, I knew it was something that was outlandish. All right, so let's see. Wow. I knew it was going to be something along those lines. I actually was thinking more of twerking. I thought that he was going to be trying to poke her, but no, they got a little bit more advanced than that. I'm going to tell y'all what happened. we got this dude is eating her ass and her pussy while she's in. Wow, he has her against the wall. He's eating her ass and pussy. And it's crazy. You can see to the left, on the second picture, to the left of them, it's this dude with his head down, like, oh my God, Ratchet. It's another chick. And an orange next to him, looking like, wow. She's laughing her ass off. And the homegirl, the white girl in the black, that's in the black dress, she dancing against somebody. But man, this dude is wilding up. She said she was coming to get chose that night, y'all. So I don't know what y'all. I definitely just chilling off of this. We gotta go to the music break, and why I get my mind together. All right, so we're gonna play Beyonce Party right here on Life of the Dust Live, and we'll be back. And why did I choose this song specifically? Is what some of y'all gonna be asking. And the reason why is purposely because my girl Beyonce is her birthday on the 4th. So it's only right. And we have to have a party on this show anyway. So put two and two together, and this is what you get. So here we go. Shout out to 290 Operations Module in the building. I see you. All right, let's go.
You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she dripping swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she dripping swag goo. Oh.
I may be young, but I'm ready.
Who both are making moves and both are just powerhouses as far as financially and whatnot. It's just it's a good look to see. So definitely shout out to Beyonce, and it's her birthday in about, from my time zone, it is in an hour and 40 minutes. So big up to Beyonce. I know people are going to be going crazy on Twitter about her. Now, another crazy story. Then we got Nicki Minaj is apparently, since she is American, I want new American Idol judges. Wow. I don't know how. I'm still trying to figure out how I personally just feel about it. It's kind of weird to me, but okay, let's keep it moving. She brought her boyfriend a very interesting gift. And wow. It's crazy. Like, this really decked out car that she got him. It's pretty crazy. Like, man, how much is the price tag? About a 60K price tag. Now, some people are like, it's just $60,000, but you see what the thing is, you're like, wow, you spent $60,000 on that. Yeah, she's BMF into the fullest, man. So I'm not gonna be a hater. You know, I don't, like I said, I'm gonna keep it real. I just don't necessarily like it. Don't know how it feels, America, but America, I haven't necessarily been watching it. So hey, people just watch it, and maybe that's they're going out for it, the people who watch it as far as how their appeal is. So Nicki Minaj, congratulations to you, and congratulations for blowing the money the way you are. All right, now, man, they already talking about the new people for Love and Hip Hop New York, and guess who was on Love and Hip Hop New York? Now, did y'all see this coming? Yes or no? a lot of times on these reality shows, they have people on there that you don't really see a lot. And so you're like, oh, man, you know, we got to. But I don't necessarily know if I feel she had to be on the show, because she's been doing her thing in the movies and whatnot, man. So this is definitely going to be interesting to see why necessarily she's going for this exposure on this show. And that is Tierra Marie is on there. And according to me and Take Out, they are saying they think that she is the best of all the chicks ever on the first two editions. Now, for me, I'm going to say I'm kind of in limbo this whole entire thing, basically how I feel about it. Because, you know, I had to go back and look. Now y'all going to have me really get stumped and go look and just say, man, okay, who was on what seasons? So we're going to check that out. Oh, my boy Goofy Bones in the building too. Ghost is here. Ghost is in the building. All right, we got a caller. Tell me, go check and see who the caller is. All right. We got a caller. You on like your best live boy, Freddie J. What's up?
It will be legal in Texas to shoot mirrors from helicopters, which sounds fun to me. Right from the damn helicopter. Boom! Boom! Better start shooting these goddamn sons of bitches, you know?
What? What's Peter the Family Guy talking about? Hello. All right. He got quiet on me. All right, we're going to meet. Hey, the caller disappeared. Okay, I was like, where the heck is this person going? That's a shout to my boy, my main man, Goofy Bones, in the chat room. My radio fam, shout out to him. He's in the building, and he's actually coming on in about a little over 30 minutes. So check, y'all definitely go check him out. And see, y'all think I'm crazy. Y'all need to go see this dude. This dude is like me on steroids. So definitely check him out. Man, like I said, I don't know, man. I had to go look at the pictures now and really go see him. I got my son, my guy got six minutes. All right, I'm about to go check and see this, man, because yeah, really got me having to go look and see who was the baddest, man. Like, wow. Mm-mm-mm. Can we get some pictures? Can we get a picture of the first season, please? First season. All right, first season, chicks. Man, I don't know, man. This is a hard one, man. I'm looking at the chicks of the first season, and this is a hard one, y'all. And of course, I remember all the ones from this new season. I don't know, like Sierra Marie's up there though. She's in the top five of baddest. I'll say that. I don't know who I would put at the top, put in the top spot. And just basically, it's some other. Really, it's mainly the first season. It's got that the baddest chicks ATL now. Don't get me wrong, some bad ones on the ATL version. But man, the first season had some bad chicks in the first season. But the reason I say Tierra Marie, why I put her in my top five, is because she just looks good. Like her sex appeal she gives off, it's just crazy, man. Like, oh man, I don't see if you not see what I see, you stuck somewhere. So let's go ahead and check. Let's go check this out and see who's on this line. Okay, we got another caller. You're on Life and It Does Live. Your boy Ceddie J. What's up?
What's up, nigga? Gangsta rap, nigga. Nigga. I'm 100% nigga. Nigga. I'm 200%.
Oh my god. What the heck? I said if you want to mess with me, these trolls. We're going to fight some trolls today, Goofy Bone. We're going to fight some trolls. All right, we got YM 392. You on the line? What's up? Oh my god, man, we got Chuckles the Clown, Chuckles, really? Well, guess what, Chuckles? Keep honking your horn somewhere else. You go wild, man. I'm telling you, man, y'all messing with me today. Y'all trying to make me be in a goofy mode. Goofy mode. But, I said, I'm just so in the zone. I had to look at Tierra Marie. I was a little in the zone. Sorry, y'all. But anyways, I said shout out to Tierra Marie. And we got another caller. Let's see who this is. Caller, you're on Life for the Dust Live. Your boy, Sadie J. What's up?
My little pony.
All right, now see, if I would listen to any longer, people would call it and would be on Twitter and say that I was gay. I already know it. That's a play with me. And some of y'all know the past history of the show antics. There was somebody who decided to make a fake page at me one point down there, and they was really trying to. I commend them. They really took the time out to make this real fake rules about me, and it was just crazy, man. So. Shout out to that. I cannot believe her My Little Pony. What the hell? This is too much. Anyways, let me go ahead and get some shout outs. I see you to Tsunami Operations Models. You've been here for a hot minute. Big ups to you, Tsunami. My boy, my main man, good. I'm going backwards and let's try it that way. I Hate Nick Curse in the chat room. Oh, this is a funny name here. Horny Fun House. Which I take, that was the person with the. Also, shout out to Horny. Another one, Ghost. I'm after guest 7338. Ghost, shout out to you. Which, you know, Ghost is one of my toughest people, man. He gave me a hard time on the show. So I Ghost you on my radar. And Goofy Bone, man. Big up to Trilateral Commission of. Ball Talk Radio, we don't play, and we keep it in, man. Like me and Goofy Bone, man, we hold it down late night. I'm so glad to be back on late night. It's crazy. And a lot of people are like, oh, you should stay doing it every fucking day. But I love late night because I used to be a fool. It's like you used to be a fool, and people are more accepted as you being a fool more in late night. So big ups to that. And yes, definitely. To not be sure, so I'm back and said, hey, man, since we came and checked out your show, give us a shout out for your archive, dog. Definitely, man. And let's see. I like the name, man. Like, and then, you know, for some of y'all, that's when Cartoon Network was real. When they said Tsunami, man. So I don't know about y'all, but that's how I personally feel about it. That's when it was real on Cartoon Network. So my personal opinion, some people will probably think I'm an asshole saying that, but it is what
don't
it is.
Don't talk radio.
All right, let's see who we got. Caller, what's up?
What are you doing? Run! Oh, girl, don't you see? When I was a little filly and the sun was going down, believe not, darkness and the shadows, they would always make me frown. Cheers! I'd hide under my pillow from what I thought I saw, but Grandpa said that wasn't the way to deal with fears at all.
What is?
She said, Pinky, you gotta stand up tall. When you face your fears, you'll see that they get hurt. You just laugh and make them disappear. Ha, ha, ha. So giggle at the sea, jump off at the rosy, crack up.
Wow. I have officially heard it all. All right, man. See, roll now, man. Go ahead. Run out of my famous signature. And that's in everything you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to another episode of Life at the Dust Live. Your boy, Teddy J. We rolling out my boy, 100 Bands, nice and slow. Let's get it.
This ain't a nest, it's on. I just call it how I see.